In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
911 emergency.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Welcome back to Not Another True Crime Podcast. I'm Sarah Levine.
And I'm Danny Murphy, and we're your partners in wine and crime and everything in between, you know what I mean?
Oh my God, everything in between. Coups.
Oh, well, I mean, like, here we are. I don't even know.
I feel like such a jackass. I'm like recording to you live from the coup, like my podcast. So millennial.
Very, very millennial. I'm feeling it.
Oh my gosh. Well, in today's headline hunters, we're not going to talk about the coup. If you want to hear about it, go listen to the Betches podcast.
This is an hour of disassociating, I feel like.
Like, I actually cannot talk about it or think about it. Here's something else that I don't want to think about. Casey Anthony opens private investigation firm in Florida, registered to home of former O.J. Simpson investigator. This is from the Orlando Sentinel.
Of course it's from Orlando.
Well, yeah, because she's living in Florida, because True. What other state would claim her right now? I can't believe it. So essentially, Casey Anthony, yes, that Casey Anthony, is there another one?
Is there another one?
There's not.
I hope there's not another one trying to become like a pop singer and she's like, wait, no. I don't want to change my name. It's my name. No. And they're like, Google something, honey.
She's going to have to change her name, and we're going to talk about name changes for today's episode. Yes, spoiler alert. But Casey filed paperwork to open and guess what it's called? It's called Case Research and Consulting Services LLC.
No.
Like,
no.
Fuck you for that pun. I mean, bad.
It's so bad, but it's kind of good. But I also, like, I can't like it, but I like it.
Right. And then she did this on January 1st. It's going to operate out of West Palm Beach. And the crazier part is, too, is that it's registered to the home of Patrick McKenna, who was her lead investigator. And he also worked on the OJ trial.
What a resume.
We love a connection. Wow. And what's extra weird about that is that Anthony had previously told the Associated Press that she was not likely to get a PI license because she does have felony convictions. Even though she wasn't convicted of the murder of her child, she was convicted of 4 counts of providing false information to law enforcement officers, which is a felony.
Yep.
This is like, I don't know. Part of me is like, maybe Shonda Rhimes will make a show out of this. It's like How to Get Away with Murder, but like taught by an acquitted murderer.
How to get away with and then start a private investigation firm type of situation.
Yeah.
But you know what I will say? January 1st, she was opening this shit up. She's going right to town on her New Year's resolution. She's doing more than me.
She's really like New Year, new me. Everyone's going to forget that I was arrested for killing my daughter.
Right.
If I start a PI firm.
She's like, guys, that was the old me. Come on. No.
She's like, you know, being on trial just made me so interested in the criminal justice system. Like, fuck you.
Like, truly. I'm very curious to see who, if anyone, is the first client that uses this.
The white supremacists who stormed the Capitol today, yesterday.
Can I tell you? Probably.
Them? Who else?
They won't even get charged, so that's besides the point.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who else would use Casey Anthony.
You know what, though?
I think the pharma bro.
Mm-hmm. A lot of some random shit that goes down in Florida, I feel like we'll be using her.
Oh my
like
God,
someone's
Florida
like,
man.
They stole my alligator, Casey.
You're right.
Check this out for me.
Florida man. I mean, it is a good market.
It's a good market. She, you know what? She's saturating her area. Good for, so.
Yeah.
Mazel to her.
I mean, it's better than the headlines that were like, Casey Anthony wants to have more children, and the entire world was like, girl, no.
That
you're
is
not allowed. Like, we've decided.
That's true. I guess we'll just let her focus on a business versus babies, because that is, we'll let her deal with that. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Speaking of baby, though.
Yes, speaking of babies.
Another headline. We'll get into who I think cursed me this week, because it is the episode title. I mean, it's the main event of the episode. But whilst on a lot of Sudafed this week, I read this headline and I thought I was just like lucid dreaming. I was like, this can't be reality, is it?
Yeah.
But no, it is. Influencers feuding after both naming their babies baby. Which off the get-go, you going to make your kid be a full-grown adult named baby?
Yeah, ma'am, that should be child abuse.
That, truly in the purest form. Like a 33-year-old trying to buy a house named baby, that just doesn't work out.
Yeah, so, or just like their name on a resume, like Baby Jones or whatever the last name is.
Yeah, like babies are not us, yeah. Yeah. So Jessica Hart and Sasha Benz are these two influencers who both named their baby baby. Hart named her baby baby, which apparently pissed off
Benz. Take a drink every time you say baby.
Baby, like truly. It's very much like, I feel like I'm singing Justin Bieber now. Hart named her baby baby, and that pissed off Benz, who named her baby baby, but B-A-Y-B-I,
which is worse.
Years earlier. I know, it's also like, that's not how that word works. Like, you don't put a Y after... like with a bi, like your baby can be bi and that's okay, but you can't have bi at the end of the name baby.
I mean, it just, wow, I hate all of it. I hate it so much.
All
I
of
feel
it.
Bad for these children.
I truly, these poor kids. Benz was allegedly devastated over the intellectual property theft, which
apparently
sort of
this
like,
bitch literally just watched Dirty Dancing and was like, yeah, I'm gonna name my kid baby. And it's like, didn't you miss the part where her name is like Francis or whatever?
Right, and like nobody puts baby in a corner, but also nobody names their baby baby. And I also love that, like, the intellectual property theft of the of a name that's just like a term used for a child. Like, honey, you're not making the new like Instagram, you're not like creating Facebook, you're naming the baby.
Help.
Yeah. So the Benz's kid is baby BI, baby blue, and Hart's is baby Ray Kirkman.
First of all, baby blue, no, that is the name of like a trashy boutique near where I live where I get amazing crop tops for what it's worth. But like, oh my God, I'm so upset. Well,
these look like knockoff Essie nail polish names too. Like,
yeah,
I'm just like, these are going to give your toenail some fungus. And that's all I know.
Oh my God. What the fuck is baby Ray? That's upsetting. I guess like she could go by Ray.
I guess so.
When she eventually like emancipates herself from these. Like terrible people.
No, she's just gonna go by X and like shave her head and like live in like a ex commune, like, you know what I mean, like start a whole new life and mazel to her.
They'll grow up and they'll go to, you know, play dates with Elon Musk and Grimes's kids, and they'll start a support group for celebrity kids with terrible names, and it will be overseen by Apple Paltrow, and she'll be like, you know what, I got off the easiest.
Yeah, you know, she's gonna be like, Apple's not bad. Apple's kind of chic now, looking at it.
It is kind of chic now.
Yeah. Well, luckily, the drama is seemingly done, because Benz told an Australian tabloid that no, they're no longer feuding and everything is fine. So I can rest easily tonight.
I can't rest easily knowing that someone named their baby baby.
That is very fair. I will never rest again.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I don't even know where to start with today's episode. We got a lot of DMs about it. Yes, we're a tiny bit late to the ball game, but like, you can blame the holidays for that.
Yeah, you can blame the holidays, and also that like there's so much. Every time you thought the story was done, another day, some more things came out.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. We're talking about Ilaria.
Ilaria.
AKA Hillary Baldwin. This was crazy to watch it unfold because it took so many turns and you thought it was about one thing. And then it's like, no, this actually goes way deeper than that.
It really was Katy Perry. Just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over. Like every time I was like, what? Who? And also the thing is, I don't know if you thought this before the week between Christmas and New Year's, I knew Alec Baldwin was married, and maybe I would have remembered his wife's name was Ilaria.
Nope.
Never have I thought of her.
The thing is, I actually thought that she was like one of the random Baldwin brothers' kids. Like, I had no idea who this woman was.
No, not at
all. And that is 100% like true.
Not at all. Like, she did not occupy, she went from occupying negative headspace of my brain to 150.
Right? I honestly just thought she was like a distant cousin or something of Haley Baldwin. I like didn't bother to think about how it worked. But I was like, she's one of those, like one of those H. Baldwin ladies.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God. Okay, so basically, Hilaria, if you don't know, and I'm not going to pronounce her name correctly because she doesn't deserve that courtesy.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so she's Alec Baldwin's wife, as I learned. They got married in 2012, as I also learned. Like, wow, that's a long marriage for celebrities.
Yeah, that's true.
And they have five kids together, Leonardo, Carmen, Raphael, Romeo, and Eduardo. So they're pretty much the Ninja Turtles. And that's them. Okay. I think that this feud kind of all started with Amy Schumer.
It 100% did. It's so funny how that happened.
And it's so bizarre. What happened was Amy Schumer basically reposted a photo that Hilaria had posted after she recently gave birth to her son, Eduardo. And the photo was like this SponCon for some ointment cream company like that she maybe started.
Who knows?
I don't know. Let's be real. This girl was not in the lab like tinkering with formulas. So, all right. Ointment. You put your name on some ointment. Cool. So in this picture, she's kind of just wearing black lingerie and hugging her baby. Like, I don't know, as you do, I suppose. And Amy Schumer reposted the picture and kind of like pretending it was her and writing in the caption that she wanted to wish everyone a happy holiday season.
And I feel like Amy does this a lot, I feel like. Like, she does, like, repost silly model pictures and stuff like that because, like, just to make fun of herself.
That makes sense. Yeah. I mean, I remember when she posted that thing with the carrot that looks like it had a dick.
Oh, my God. Yeah. She has a very funny Instagram presence. She's a funny person.
Yeah, I don't know. She posts kind of, like, weird stuff on Instagram, but I guess that's just her weird humor.
Yeah.
So, Hilaria kind of, like, I guess took this as a shot, which... like semi-fair because I don't think I'd know how to take this either.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, thanks.
She commented on it like, haha, I don't think I get it, but love you or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, which was honestly my reaction too.
True.
I was like, okay, interesting. So so basically then like Hilaria responded with this video about body shamers, which she posted to like IGTV. And she said she didn't understand the joke, even though she loves jokes and loves making fun of herself. Which,
you know, someone loves jokes when they say they love jokes.
Yeah, like...
I love humor, yeah.
Yeah, you know someone's pissed when they're like, I love jokes. I love joking about myself, just not this one. And she kind of said in the video that it spiraled out of control. And she said, we're getting into a place of body shaming, which, like, I don't know. I don't doubt that that happened, but my kind of interpretation as I was like barely monitoring this unfold was that like Amy posted this pic, Hilaria didn't get it. I'm sure people in the comments were accusing Amy of body shaming, but like she wasn't. She was just making a joke. But like, I don't know, Hilaria kind of responded to all that when she didn't have to respond at all.
Right? That's my thing where it's sort of like it's definition of blowing something up out of proportion.
Yeah, like Barbara Streisand effect, she could have just been like, haha, LOL. But then I feel like because she wanted the publicity, like she wanted to make it a thing. So she decided to respond with this thing about body shaming and like when she could have just like let the joke live and be like a kind of weird joke that she didn't really get.
Taking the L, yeah.
Taking the L, but she didn't. But she didn't, because I read this in an article, and I'm not sure if this is what like spurred it or if it was really just because she was in the news for no real reason. But some people noticed that something was absent in the video, and that thing was her Spanish accent.
Yes, indeed. When that was also the thing, because I didn't like, because I knew nothing about Ilaria. So when I watched the video, I didn't notice this. But of course, people who have kept up with her or anything like that was like, oh, this is so different. So then the fake Spanish accusations have.
Which is so weird to me, because like, okay, it's one thing to get caught. Like when Elizabeth Holmes got semi-caught for her fake voice, like it was in an interview.
Yeah.
And she got emotional and then really quickly was like, oh shit, gotta tamp it down. Gotta do my fake baritone again. But she let it slip because she got emotional. But like this girl, I'm like, you took the time to film a video and upload it to Instagram yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
and
how
were sitting
do you expose
chill.
Yourself like that?
She the reveal was that she revealed herself, truly.
Honestly, the one thing about this pandemic has made me be like, honestly, nobody that we know is like smart enough to get away with the crime, because people just go out of their way to snitch on themselves.
That is true. That is so real.
It's so nuts to me. Like, you're traveling like all across the country. Like, that's one thing. It's bad. But then you're going out of your way to snitch on yourself and post about it on Instagram. I don't understand that impulse at all.
Right. When people were like, 2020 was weird, but different. And we made it work. And it's a slideshow of them in all different countries. And I'm like,
yeah, bitch, I saw you in a villa and I know you do not live there. What do you mean it was difficult? Insane. I haven't left the state since I can't even remember when.
Okay. I don't know what days are anymore. So like there's that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this feud put the spotlight on Ilaria and the Twitter user, Lenny Briscoe, who like shout out to them for doing
a
the
queen.
Lord's work.
Shouts out to an actual queen.
An actual queen. So she tweeted, "You have to admire Ilaria Baldwin's commitment to her decade-long grift where she impersonates a Spanish person."
Oh.
And the internet exploded, imploded, everything in between.
I feel like
this.
The crazy thing is that tweet, like, I mean, it went super viral. Like, I think when I had checked, it was at like 10,000 like likes or something like that, but it wasn't as viral as just like random jokes that you see, but it
right
it as managed to yeah. get a lot of press attention even while the tweet was like not the most viral tweet ever. And I think that is just truly impressive.
Yeah. And it's also I think my theory of this is that the timing of this scandal, it really gave way to it, because we were all just on our couch in a stage of like hungover but binge eating between Christmas and New Year's, that we're just like,
yeah,
what is this drama? Oh, I'll chew this up.
It like December 29th or 30th? We were just like, or we were just bored. We needed something to focus on. Bean Dad hadn't happened yet.
We were so young then, yeah.
So full of hope.
So then this Twitter user posted a whole Twitter thread of evidence, including past videos of Baldwin speaking with a Spanish accent. And our favorite one, where she forgets the word for cucumber, which we're going to listen to right now.
We have very few ingredients. We have tomatoes. We have, how do you say it?
Cucumbers.
We have red pepper.
It's the best video of all time. It's my favorite thing.
It's definitely my favorite one. I do like the one, too, where they ask her where she's from, and she just keeps saying, my family lives in Spain. But we'll get to that. She's like an expert like question dodger.
Yeah, it's kind of like she has like Pinocchio status, where she's like, if I don't completely lie, I'm okay type of situation.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, which is kind of what she's claiming here, and anyone with like half a brain is seeing through it. So the issue is like, when we started posting about this on our Instagram, NICC Pod, it was kind of just the accent. But then as people started going deeper, it was not just the accent. It was the fact that she made her whole identity about the fact that she's supposedly Spanish when she is just not even a little bit Spanish.
That's the thing. Like her brand and everything like that was from this. So yeah. So then there was evidence posted that Baldwin is from Boston, not Spain, as she used to claim. And this is really the crux of it, because that's exactly it. So She was on the cover of Hola magazine twice with Alec, which is a Spanish magazine.
As you can tell.
As you can tell, yeah. And this magazine identified her as Spanish, which, like, probably because her press team and her said that, yeah, she is.
Well, it's 100%. Because, like, if you're on the cover, they're going to send you their cover story to your PR to fact check. And just, I don't know, her claiming that, like, oh, the press got it wrong. And I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself just because I'm annoyed.
I know, no, exactly.
But it's just completely unrealistic. Like, this is not just a random, like, a random write-up of seeing, of, like, a celebrity spotting. Like, this is a planned cover story.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, it's obviously going to go get sent back to her people to fact check.
Her agency site that she's born in Mallorca, which...
She wasn't.
It's a weird place just to pull out of thin air, too, yeah. Her CAA, so, like, her talent agency's speaker bio used to say... Baldwin was born in Mallorca, Spain, and raised in Boston, Massachusetts. So it was quietly then changed amidst the controversy.
But we all noticed.
We all noticed. We all noticed. A quick little revise. Alec said in a 2013 interview that on Letterman that his wife is from Spain.
And I'm trying to be a good husband and a future father. You save your best for your wife, and she knows that. So, for example, my wife's on the phone with her hairdresser or her friend. She's like, really? Okay, I can't wait to see you. That's going to be great. Fantastic. What time? 12 o'clock? My wife is from Spain. Mm-hmm. And she said, blah, blah, blah. And blah, blah, blah. I don't mean to be racist when I put that accent on there, by the way. And blah, blah, blah.
I mean, the one part about this is I actually don't know if Alec was in on the grift or if he was duped. I kind of think that he was also duped.
Ooh, okay, do the dupe. I mean, I don't give a shit about him because I only think about his voicemail to his daughter, which...
That's the only thing I think about, and it sucks. Like, I can't really watch 30 Rock anymore.
I know. I still watch it because it's so funny, but he is just a full-on... trash bag of a person.
Yeah, and it's also weird to like watch people stan him, his like Trump impersonation on SNL, when I'm like, he's like a low-key Hollywood Trump. Like, he's
very
a better
Trumpian.
Guy, really.
Yeah, I know. And also, there's people who did better impressions than him anyway.
I mean, so anyone can do a, like, everybody can do a Trump impression.
Yeah, exactly. So then Baldwin responded in an IGTV video,
Hilaria,
claiming
not,
that she...
not Alec.
Hilaria, that she is a white girl. She was born in Boston, but grew up bilingual, and her family is Spanish, and this causes her accent to dip in and out depending on the circumstances. She also said that her Spanish family calls her Hilaria, even though, yes, her name is Hillary, and just kind of goes with whatever.
Which is cool, except that that was really not... By the time she put out this video, like, that was not even the problem anymore. Like, initially, no. It's like, okay, maybe, like, we can kind of buy that. Except for the fact that, like, the problem goes a lot deeper because people dug into her past. They found out that both her parents were born in the U.S. And also her family has basically been in America since the Pilgrims. So they are, like, white. Like, they are not Spanish immigrants. Like, her family's not from Spain. So she completely played up this part of her identity that's like not really true. Like, it's like I studied abroad in Paris, it would be like me claiming I'm French.
Is that a...
yeah, like, no. And like Laura says that she visited Spain a lot beginning from the time that she was a baby. However, and this is like after this kind of kept spiraling, she did this like interview to the New York Times.
Oh my God. The worst interview ever. I was like, girl, your publicist allowed this to happen. I don't know how.
Well, I thought that piece was like completely fluff. And I was like, how? Why did they run this?
My favorite is the line in it when she was like, I call home wherever my parents are. So if my parents are in China, yeah, China's my home then. And it's like, that's not how homes work.
Yeah, come on, you're a bullshitter. This is not how it works. Yeah. So the interesting thing too is that she did tell the New York Times that when her family went to Spain that they spent most of their time in Madrid, Seville, and Valencia. So like it's like weird how Mallorca became part of her identity.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that her brother moved there And it didn't really state when. And her parents moved there too, but get this, they didn't move there until 2011.
Mm-mm.
2011. So basically, they have a Spanish vacation home, and she based her entire identity off my family lives in Spain. It's like, I don't even know what to say. Like, talk about a branding moment.
Yeah, it's like the people whose like family have a beach house. They're like, I'm a Jersey Shore girl. Like, don't even get it twisted. Except yeah. This is with a different culture.
Oh my God, I know. I need her to write my resume.
She really,
like, she can really help me embellish.
Yeah.
Can't believe it. And this is like the crazier part too, because she basically just blamed journalists for incorrectly reporting her birthplace. She even said to the New York Times that she didn't know Hola magazine incorrectly called her a Spaniard because she didn't read the articles about her, which, like, come on, you're honey, like a D-list celebrity. Of course you're reading the cover story about you.
Truly.
Nuts. And another interesting thing was that in an old tweet that someone dug up, she thanked Latina.com for including her as one of their best dressed Latinas and did not correct them.
Well,
indeed. And then, yeah, so she blamed Creative Artists Agency for writing a sloppy bio. And she told the New York Times that she never shared details about her parents to avoid oversharing. Like, just complete bullshit. And she does insist to the New York Times that the first thing she told Alec was that she's from Boston.
I mean,
I gotta say, I don't know. Like, I don't buy it.
Oh, I don't buy it. It's one of those things you're like, okay, hats off, bitch. You played this long game. You duped this.
She did.
And I don't want to, like, I'm like, there's no punishment. My main thing is, like, you're stuck married to Alec Baldwin. That's kind of punishment enough.
That is punishment enough.
Like, truly, I'm like, hey, this is the bed that you literally are laying in. We'll deal with it. I would like for her to, like, I don't know, maybe donate some money to organizations that actually, like, help, like, Spanish people, just to make like something like that, versus just because she made so much money off of this. I mean, she did so many like brand deals and stuff, you know?
Right. That's true. I think the punishment, which I think is the ultimate punishment for her, is just that, like, nobody takes her seriously anymore. I feel like they barely did before.
That's also very true. Yeah.
And now she's just kind of a joke, I assume. So
I know. I'm excited. I'm interested to see what her, like, next step is, to be like, what she's going to try to do next. But I also don't know. I've never kept up with her, so I don't know what she did before.
Me either. I read a lot of articles that kind of just, like, snarkily referred to her as someone who got pregnant a lot.
Ooh, okay.
I'm like, you know, like, her, I think, like, Jezebel maybe was just like, yeah, she was known for getting pregnant and then dropping the baby weight super fast and, like, rinse, repeat. I don't even know.
Yeah, if we learn from this one too, this is a peak example of, like, the internet being the best sleuths out there. So if anything that we didn't mention about Ilaria, y'all have seen, post it on the Facebook group, not another true crime group, because I'm never going to be done talking about her.
There's also an entire subreddit for her.
Oh, wow.
Yes, of course. I mean, first of all, there's a subreddit for everything. True. So of course there's one for her. But it's kind of weird to me, like, if people knew about this, and I don't know why no one ever brought it up before.
I know. I guess it was one of those things, like, people would, like, tweet about it sometimes, but, like, would it ever catch fire enough to, like, be a big story?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess the lesson for this is, like, don't come for Amy Schumer.
I guess you're hiding a big secret.
Like, truly, I don't know.
Yeah. And I love that Amy kept on vaguely referencing it, but then deleting the posts about it.
I was so sad. Her one post with, like, the big hat and the cucumber emoji in the caption, where she was like, okay, but who hasn't gone on a really nice vacation and then changed their whole identity? I love that this bitch was, like, one of those take me back girls, but, like, times a million.
Times 2 billion, yeah.
Oh, my God. Iconic. Iconic.
So, Sarah, I want to know your thoughts on, I mean, obviously it's hard because no one, like kind of like naming two kids baby, no one really, like, can own discovering this, but what are your feelings about how, like, the Tracy Morrissey, is that her name?
Yeah, so I think, was it The Cut?
I think it was The Cut.
Outlet did an interview with her, crediting her for uncovering this. And I mean, I read it. Like, to be fair, I do think that Tracy does, like, she plays a big part in a lot of these types of scandals. Like, she kind of exposes things and, like, puts receipts on her stories. Yeah, that's like her. And that's kind of her thing. So I think it's totally legitimate, and I think she did it here. And to her credit, I mean, she did say a few times in the article that, like, it was this Lenny Briscoe tweet that kind of just popped it off. But people were mad that she was taking the credit for it. I guess because maybe the appropriate response would have been to say, like, oh, I didn't actually start this. Like, you want to talk to this girl. She did talk to the New York Times, though.
I mean, okay, so there you go. You got that. And I know, and it's also, it's like, does anyone really want, like, the credit for this? Because then you have the wrath of Alec Baldwin coming at you.
I want to know this girl's voicemails. Like, I'm dying. I mean, I don't. We didn't even talk about Alec's, like, bizarre videos that he just uploaded in response.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to watch one. It was 8 minutes long. The first minute was dead silence.
Silent.
And then just him being like, trust the source, trust the source. Like,
yeah, no, it was consider the source. Sorry, you're right. And it's like, consider the source. The source is your wife's video.
Yeah. Also, the source is a random girl on Twitter who has nothing to gain by making up lies about your wife. Like, literally nothing to gain.
Like, boo-boo, we consider everything. Like,
he's so weird.
We considered your sources.
He's so weird. Like, shouts out to all of the people on our Instagram who actually did watch the whole thing and then DM'd us angry that they want 8 minutes of their life back.
No, truly. I was kind of surprised, too, how vocal he was on social media about this, because he's at like a level of celebrity where like you would think you would just like unplug type of thing, but he was like replying to people's comments being like, fuck you.
Well, first of all, I think he's a little bit nuts.
Anger issue.
I can kind of respect that he wants to like defend his wife. I mean, I guess I can respect it, even though I think they're both wrong.
That's true. That's true. He rides for his missus.
Yeah. He does ride. I mean, do you think the social media reaction was outsized, properly sized? How do you feel?
I feel it was, again, just because nothing else was going on at this time. It was what it was type of thing. Did I think it got blown out of proportion? I mean, of course, because it's like, what is this? But at the same time, too, it just was like so hysterical. Hilarious, if you will.
Yes.
And just kind of like so crazy that it was just kind of like, wait, you made up an accent? You made up an entire personality? Like, what the hell type of thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah, the thing is, like, it is funny. I think if it happened during any other news period, like, she got unlucky, because if this had happened like today, nobody would be talking about it. It wouldn't even be a footnote. I do think that, like, and I don't want to speak for any community, but I'm just kind of echoing what I've read, is that like what she did is mildly harmful, because there are people who kind of do the reverse and have to like assimilate into like whiteness. And she just did the reverse for funsies and to like raise her profile.
That's
I mean, I also think that like the consequences don't seem that severe. Like, okay, what, you got laughed at? You got memed a little bit? Like, right, it's okay.
Well,
I think like, it's deserved. When you base your identity off of, like, a vacation you took, it's, like, a little deserved.
Right, and especially when you're a rich white woman married to a celebrity.
Yeah, who's also a yoga instructor. Give me a break.
I mean, all of it.
Yeah.
All of it is
too. I don't know. I think you deserve to get made fun of a little bit, and I think her response was, like, I mean, in true Ilaria fashion, was just completely dodgy of the actual issue. And that's it. I think the punishment fits the crime.
Oh, without a doubt. The punishment fits the cucumber.
The cucumber. Oh my God, do you think she'll ever eat a cucumber again?
Oh my God. I mean, probably, because she's a yoga instructor, so she has to.
That's true.
That's like their main food group.
Every time she looks at a cucumber, she's like, these bitches expose me. Oh my God, I don't even know. I mean, the whole thing kind of did make me want to go to Spain.
Oh, I mean, I'll go to Spain right now. I'll go anywhere.
That's true. I'll even go to New Jersey right now.
Girl, hey, the water's nice. And by nice, I mean polluted.
Ugh, man. I'm trying to think of like what other like big celebrity scandals we had like this year. I kind of got some like vague like Caroline Calloway vibes from this. Ooh. Just because Caroline is on this kick now where she sort of like refers to herself as a character that she crafted instead of.
Oh, she does it's that. It's like, yeah.
Okay, that's all I can say. It's just okay.
Yeah,
like if like, that's what right, you're, if that's the narrative you're going with, that you created this character that's not you, that we know is you,
that we know to be you, because that's what you're saying. You're like, I am. Yeah,
I got some vibes of that. Ugh, I loved this story. I love a good.
It's
like honestly, the thing is, it's a grift, but it's not like she's stealing anyone's like retirement funds. It's kind of low stakes.
Besides Alex, but that's a different story.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Love it.
He probably took a few hundred from there to pay for the publicist.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Somebody got fired. Well, I think that's kind of it for the Ilaria Baldwin stuff. Excited to see what happens next, if anything.
God bless her for making the week between Christmas and New Year's fun.
Oh yeah. It was good. And her birthday was also yesterday.
Oh, God.
Amazing. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. You can follow the podcast on Instagram, NATCpod. Join the Facebook group, not another true crime group. We love all the new members we're getting. Super fun. Just answer the questions. Just tell us something related to the podcast. We'll let you in. We discuss the crimes that we talk about here, other things that are happening in the news. Hillary Duff.
Always, you know.
Always. You can follow me on Instagram at Sarah Lameme.
You can follow me on Instagram at Cashmere Danny, Cashmere with a K.
And that's it for this week's episode. We are actually taking a hiatus next week.
A short one.
Don't worry. It's just a week. We're going to regroup, plan.
Post-holiday hangover to tackle 2021.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounded like I was giving a lot of synonyms for like us covering up a murder. That's not what we're doing. But so we won't be back next week, but rest assured we will be back the following week. So in the meantime, we'll be here on social media and also just go back and binge listen to all the old episodes.
Ooh, fun.
All right, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Betches.